we had an opportunity to, in August, have me travel the state extensively with a lot of focus on water issues. And we talked about challenges facing folks in terms of surface water, in terms of groundwater, in terms of private well contamination, in terms of lead in water in areas that still have lead laterals, PFAS, algal blooms, all sorts of things we're seeing, including too much water in the form of torrential rains that have been happening more frequently in our state. There are a lot of ways in which the federal government interacts with local organizations and local units of government to tackle some of these challenges. So by way of example, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a lot of programs to help farmers manage drainage issues, help them prevent erosion, but also help them prevent chemicals from getting into the surface waters in their area as well as the groundwaters. And so that's one great example of a partnership between, you know, farmer, extension, State Department of Agriculture, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The EPA, the U.S. Geological Organization, all of them play a role in helping at the ground level deal with some of these big challenges. Some of them say, for example, PFAS. One of the big places and roles that the federal government can play is research. We know that it's a problem, but we don't know right now how many parts per trillion is safe, if at all, and we don't know enough about remediation. We don't know enough about the public health impacts of PFAS, but we know there's a problem there. And it's not going to be local government likely that engages in that research. It's going to be research that is funded at the national level. So it's so important for me to hear from folks at the local level who are working through these struggles, experiencing these struggles. It really helps inform my work in Washington, D.C. to be their champion.
What then do you think of concern among some that our federal environmental standards might be slipping? You've said we need research around PFAS and other water-related issues. Are we at risk of losing some of our important environmental protections at the federal level?
I'm very concerned about the way in which this administration has engaged in a concerted attempt to roll back rules and regulations that are intended to keep us safe, to keep our water supplies safe. And, you know, they're doing it in a way that is endeavoring to bypass Congress. It is having serious consequences. I think that we need to be very aware of what they're doing and figure out whether there's ways in which state leadership can counteract some of that with safety rules at the state level, and whether there's ways in which we can legislatively counteract the destructive regulations that we're seeing from this administration.
Are those issues that you'll be looking at personally, Senator Baldwin?
Oh, I look at these every day. The feedback I get from not only experts in Wisconsin in these fields, but also just constituents who enjoy and cherish and treasure our water, it's so helpful to me in my work.